News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
All right, let's pump it up. Come on. One more cup of coffee and you'll be good to go.
Woo.
9:07 on the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. In the city of Gainesville, and actually, you know, Alachua County, opening a business or building a building is not the easiest thing to do. That's a fact. They can argue and say, well, no, we're very pro-business. Well, that's a lie. The only business they do seem to love, anyway, based on what I've seen, is they love to build apartment complexes. Yeah. Have they ever said no to that? I mean, sprawling, put them anywhere and everywhere. More and more apartments, like, wow. Okay. It's just a little inconsistency, but maybe I don't see the whole thing. And then there's the story of tearing down a church, which they did. And it's not too far, actually, from where the radio station is. It was the old St. Michael's Church. It's on 43rd Street. And what I call 16th, right?
It's 23rd on that side.
Yeah. Okay. So they want to put a six-story building up. Six stories. Now, six stories in, you know, a lot of cities, you wouldn't even notice it. But in Gainesville, no, there's not a lot of tall buildings. And most people would agree, hey, if you're going to build a tall building, downtown would probably be the place to do it.
Yeah.
Why would you want to do it way out there near Suburban Heights and where a lot of residents live? Well, I guess they're going to do a little, meeting with some of the locals and figure out what they're going to do. I guess it's on hold right now, but in fact, Darlene was at the meeting, so let's find out from her. Let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. And Darlene, what happened at the meeting?
Well, it was very interesting, one of the things that they kept saying was it is going to, we'll get less cars will be used, and I don't know what they were talking about with less cars on the road, which was outrageous, number one. Number two, the thing they kept, Commissioner Ward kept comparing it to, which cracked me up, when you know where the atrium is?
Yes.
That's not on the main road, is it? I mean, it's tucked way in the
back.
No,
it's behind Thornbrook and all that stuff.
Right.
Thank you.
Yeah.
He kept saying, well, you know, atrium, that's a good example of what we're doing here. And I'm thinking to myself,
what?
Yeah, that's, well, I even said, thought more than that.
It's not even two stories, is it?
And you've got a bunch of retired folks who aren't out driving around.
Right.
Exactly.
There's no comparison.
There's no comparison, but he must have said it 15 times when he was comparing. He was, of course, the one that voted against it because, number one, he's up for re-election, of course. And the two commissioners, the mayor and one other commissioner, DeSantis, voted for it. But they are going to have a workshop, which should be very interesting. My thoughts are basically that even the developer, who was, I believe, from Miami, it's not even a local developer, which let's keep our business local, right? That's very important to keep people working here. But anyway, I defer. The main thing is they are going to have workshops, and I will be going to those, too, because I just think if anybody knows Gainesville, if you drive on University, which has all the bumps now, and University and 13th Street, those big story buildings on the corner, that's what it's going to look like. They showed pictures of it also, and they sent these pictures out. It would be a nightmare. And one of the things, and then I'll let you go because I could go on forever for this, the one new commissioner, I forget her name off the top of my head, she was very, very good. She, of course, she also spoke because it backs up to the cemetery. And nobody brought that up as much as she did, saying, you know, her family, we need to do respect on that because of the cemetery and the people that are buried there, and because it's a very old cemetery. It's not brand new. It's been there for centuries. I don't know how long, but a long time. And I thought that was very interesting, too. And it went from 6 until 10 last night.
Wow.
Yeah,
well, the whole meeting did, but that wasn't the only subject, was it?
Oh, yes, it was the only subject.
That's what it was for, yeah.
4 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, and each person got 3 minutes to speak, whether it was on the radio, on the television with the 800 number or in person. And they had they brought up three names. People filled out cards when they wanted to speak so that they called their name, because they were down in the basement, too, of City Hall.
Well, just adding that extra traffic on 43rd.
Yeah, how did they say there'd be less cars used? How did they come across that?
Oh, no, they just kept saying there'll be less cars. There'll be less cars. That's all they kept saying. Because I had mentioned to them, if they didn't know, and a few other people mentioned the same thing, I started it by saying, do you know when there is an accident, and sadly to say, on I-75, and proper traffic is diverted from off of I-75 in Newberry, they bring it down 43rd Street.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true. I mean, it's a fact. And they kept saying, and the developer didn't even want it. They proposed it. Yes, that was the most strange thing. The developer was thrilled, of course, you know, but he didn't even want that. And they were talking about, which I thought was very interesting, to have more affordable housing, maybe a senior citizen area, which would be good, you know, houses, affordable housing that way. All they kept pushing was, well, you know, housing is very expensive and housing is
this. Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's the facts of life. It's not just the city of Gainesville.
Right.
And if they would stop putting in what they want on these things and let the developers put what they want to put in there for affordability, it would be better. But when they keep piling up, well, we want this, we want that, we want this, we want that, and the cost goes up. I mean, it's common sense.
We appreciate the information very much.
How do you say that there'll be fewer cars if we put up a six-story building versus an empty lot?
You think about it, like the density, in other words, people are visiting a store or working in an office, whatever the case may be, six stories high, there's density. Where are you going to park the cars and the cars coming and going and driving? What does that do, you know, to the overall makeup of the neighborhood? Now, here's what happens. If you're like me, okay, and I'll use me as an example. If I see where it's really hard to get in or out of somewhere, if I know that's a very congested area, I tend to avoid it.
Right.
If there's a goods or services or a place where I can shop that's better, a better location for me to get in and out of, I'm going to tend to lean toward that. So any developer that's coming in, they better choose very carefully what kind of business, because it's going to be mixed use, what kind of business that they want to put in there, because, quite frankly, that's one of the reasons why a lot of people don't even go downtown, because getting down there or getting across town is a pain in the you-know-what, and where it's traffic, and they put all those medians in everywhere, so you have to go round in circles, and you go round over here. It's a
nightmare. The CVS that's at that intersection already, if you want to get back out and go north on 43rd, you can't.
No.
Because you can't get out on 23rd and make a U-turn. They won't let you make one to get back on 43rd.
Right.
So you've got to be driving all around just to try to get back on 43rd and go north.
And there's not, like, areas you can go the opposite direction, like cut the corner, so to speak, because a lot of the streets and roads don't go through.
Yeah. So they're going to make that intersection worse than it is already just trying to get on a CVS.
And just think, if you're one of the people waiting on emergency services and they got to try to get through that mess.
Yep. Because we know what 43rd does when there's a bad accident. It just shuts down.
It does. All right. We've got a lot more to talk about on the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. It is 9:16, and a Clay County woman charged with killing her husband. Oh. And then what's going on in Virginia and Minneapolis? Other big stories coming up. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.